This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. NASA's Spirit rover has sent back its first sweeping color pictures of Mars. The image shows the planet's red, rocky landscape in unprecedented detail. And scientists say they're already seeing some things they can't easily explain. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Jim Bell says he likes to be known as the guy with the cool camera, though he does have a formal NASA title. He's in charge of PanCam, the panoramic camera responsible for the new images. The camera, which he has held in his hands, is now millions of miles away, attached to a mast sticking up from the rover.
It's 3 to 4 times better than any previous mission that's gone to Mars. In fact, these pictures are the highest resolution, highest detailed pictures of Mars ever obtained. They are absolutely spectacular.
Bell showed off a new, crisp picture to reporters. He zoomed in, revealing more and more detail. To non-scientists, it probably looked a lot like other images of Mars, red dust with rocks. But geologists are going over it almost pebble by pebble. Down by the base of the lander, Bell pointed out an unusual surface.
And you'll see some scratch marks from where the airbags were retracted. And there are places where rocks were actually dragged through the soil, and the soil was kind of stripped up and folded in some places in very interesting and quite alien textures. I think trenching into this stuff is just going to be an absolute blast.
It looks a bit like clay or mud, but geologists say it can't be. Steve Squires leads the scientific team for the lander. He says similar material was seen near the Viking landing sites. One suggestion is that water at some point could have flowed up from underground and evaporated, leaving behind salt that acts as a kind of cement. But that's just a guess. The material is, he says, cohesive and bizarre.
I don't understand it. I don't know anybody on my team who understands it. We're dying to get a close-up look at this stuff.
Soon, the camera will send back a full 360-degree, three-dimensional color panorama of the site, and the other instruments will go to work analyzing rocks in more detail. One theory is that this basin was once a lake bed. This was Spirit's third day on Mars, her third day on Mars. That's how one team member began referring to the lander. Jennifer Trosper is mission manager for surface operations and is readying the rover to roll off the lander onto the Martian surface. She and Spirit are in close touch.
After sleeping for 15 hours, the first thing that Spirit did when she woke up was make a long-distance phone call home to us. On that pass, we did notice that our geologist was dressed a little bit warm for the weather on Mars.
The temperature on the ground is between 0 Celsius and 50 below, but still the equipment on board heats up when it's running, so the team has scheduled it to take a little nap.
So we're working on what the longer-term solution is, but we have lots of options here, and so we aren't too worried about the thermal problem. In fact, once we get off of the lander, it's going to be a lot better. And we shouldn't really have an issue with it at all after we egress.
First, team members want to try to clear away some airbags that haven't retracted fully, and they'd also like to figure out where the lander is exactly. There are some hills in the distance that seem to show up on images from orbit, but it isn't clear how far away they are. President Bush spoke with some team members by phone this morning to congratulate them. One researcher invited him to come drive the lander, but added that he would have to be very careful. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.